Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today I'm going to be talking about CAC and LTV and how you can use content to actually improve your metrics. But before we dive into it, I want to start off with a funny story. Sai's been listening to a lot of the episodes after I record them. He actually helps me with a lot of the backend stuff, but once I record the episode, he listens and he gives me feedback. And recently the advice has been that I've been sounding way too much like a robot and I need to stop doing that. So I'm going to start sounding a little bit better on these episodes. I would love your guys' feedback as well. I did listen to a couple of the last episodes and I realized that it sounded very monotone and almost like I was just reading a book, and I could see why it could get pretty boring. So hopefully we don't run into that issue again. With that being said, let's get right into the show, guys. So what is CAC and LTV? Well, CAC stands for customer acquisition cost. This is just a fancy way of saying how much money you spend to get a new customer for your business. So for example, if you're spending $100 on ads and you get 10 customers, your CAC is $10 per customer. Hope that makes sense. Now, what is LTV? LTV stands for lifetime value. This is really how much money you make from a customer over the entire time that they buy from you. So let's say a customer spends $50 every month with you and they stay for a year. Well, their LTV is $600 because $50 times 12, which is the time they're staying with you, is $600. So here's the important part. You want your LTV to be a lot bigger than your CAC. Alex Hormozi talks about this in his podcast. That's actually where I first got it from. And a good rule is that your LTV should be at least three times your CAC. So let's say that your CAC right now is $15. Your LTV should be at least $45. So if it costs you $10 to get a customer, you want to make at least $30 from them over time. Now, I want you to take a moment to calculate your own LTV and CAC if you haven't done so already. And if you're still not sure, then maybe you can search up an equation online to figure out how you can do it more in detail. So why does this matter? Well, if it costs you too much to get customers and they don't spend money with you, essentially your business won't make a profit. But if you can lower your CAC and increase your LTV, you'll make more money and your business will be better over time. So today I'm going to be talking about how you can use content to actually reduce your CAC and increase your LTV so that you're making that ratio as good as possible. Ideally, way better than 3-to-1. So let's talk about how this content can actually help lower your CAC first. Content is really anything that you'd like to share with people. This can be videos, blog posts, social media updates, online posts. It can be UGC videos. It can be influencer marketing, really anything that comes to content. But what I'm going to be talking about specifically is UGC content because we've seen the best ROI from it. And as you guys know, the podcast name is short form content. So that's really where we focus in on. So the first thing you want to do is make sure that the content's actually engaging. When you make really interesting content, people will actually find you and you don't have to spend as much on ads. Potentially you can create organic content and really people will start seeing what you do. They'll see what you sell and they will come to you and eventually purchase from you, which means that you will get customers for less money. That's why a lot of people opt for organic content, but they also do a combination of organic and ads and try to make sure that they reduce their ad spend while getting the best CAC on the back end. So that's really what you want to be optimizing for. And then the second thing is viral content. So sometimes you might have your content go viral. This is when lots of people see it and share it, and really everyone's just super engaged with it. And then when this happens, you can get even more customers, really, because people just come through. And if you have viral content, it spreads like wildfire, and that's going to eventually lower your CAC as well. So that's one part of it. Now let's dive into the LTV. So content just doesn't help you get customers. It also helps you keep them too, which eventually increases your LTV. Here's how you can think about that. Number one is building trust. So when you're sharing useful content or fun content, people will trust you more and just eventually stay longer. This can be with your ads. This can be with your organic content. Really, the name of the game is just giving value. And the longer the people stay, the more they'll spend, which eventually, as you guessed it, is going to increase your LTV. Another way you can do this is by upselling. What this means is you're going to get your customers to purchase things apart from what they've already purchased. You can use your content to show your customers other products or services that they might like or you just released. And what this will do is encourage them to buy more from you, which eventually will add to your LTV. And finally, if they're loyal enough, your customers will feel like they're a part of a community. That's really what content's about. You want to make sure that you're creating a community sense and a vibe here, because the more you can create a community, the more likely it is they're going to stick around and just keep buying from you, which, as you guessed it, is going to increase your LTV. All right, so those are some tips to keep your CAC low and LTV high. And final thing is I want to talk a little bit about how you can actually streamline your content process to ensure that your CACs keep dropping and your LTV keeps increasing. So I'm going to give you four tips which have been very helpful for us, and hopefully they'll be helpful for you guys as well. Number one is you want to make sure you're creating regular content. Try to post as often as possible, like once every other day or once every day if you can. on organic as well as your ads content. So if you're not running ads right now, you don't have to, but I would highly encourage running ads while you're doing organic content. We've seen it work across the board and it will be very, very helpful for you. The more you can create content in this way and just showcase it to the world, the more likely it is people are going to trust your brand, the community is going to build, and they're just going to come back for more. Number two is trying different types of content. Many times I see brands use the same exact style of content. This is great if your content's working, but if it's not, you need to be trying something else. This can be as simple as tweaking the videos you're making right now and changing the formats, or trying different hooks, or trying different creators within the videos. Number three is personalizing your content. You want to make sure that your customers actually feel something when they come to your content. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of brands out there doing very similar things to you right now. And I don't say this to call you out, but if you figure out ways to stand out from the crowd, the more likely it is people are going to feel special when they come to your page. And this is going to increase the chances of them feeling like a community. And eventually, that's going to boost your LTV. And finally, number four is just seeing what works. I would really focus on paying attention to what content your audience likes the most. You need to be tracking your metrics and your analytics. Unless you really know which content people are enjoying, it's going to be very hard for you to double down on what actually works. But if you can identify what's working and where people are continuously coming back, what I would do is zone in on that style of content. If it's a specific creator that's working really well, continue working with that creator. If it's a format that's doing really well, continue posting that format. But in order to figure out how to do this, you need to be tracking your metrics and analyzing what's actually working. So just do more of that, and then you will eventually lower your CAC and boost your LTV. All right, guys, so that's all I got for you in this episode. CAC, just to wrap it up, is how much it costs to get a customer. LTV is how much you make from them over the lifetime. You want to make sure to keep your CAC low and your LTV high. In summary, content is a great way to do this because it's going to help you attract these customers where you're not spending too much, and it makes sure that those customers are coming back. I would focus on two strategies. One is ads for immediate conversions, and two is organic for building that community and brand. And hopefully in the long run, the organic will translate to more conversions as well. So hopefully this was helpful, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening.